Welcome back to Low Tide in Twilight, where we dive into the deep world of the Korean underworld. I'm your host, Cece, and I'm so excited to talk about Chapter 6 of this amazing series. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the hottest and wildest yaoi podcast on the planet. Get ready to fan yourself, because things are about to get steamy. That's right, it's time for Zeal Fujoshi, the show that's all about yaoi manga. I am Cece, your host, the ultimate Fujoshi, who's always on the hunt for the hottest and juiciest and most thrilling yaoi manga out there. I've read it all, and I'm not afraid to share my honest and unfiltered thoughts with you. From sweet and romantic love stories to spicy and steamy tales, I got you covered. My reviews are not only informative, but also hilarious. So you can expect to laugh your socks off while I spill the tea on your favorite yaoi manga. But before we start, this podcast is explicit. We'll be discussing mature themes, explicit themes, and all things that makes yaoi manga so delicious. So if you're not comfortable with that, it's probably best you tune out now. Let's get one thing clear though. Spoiler alert, I am not afraid to dish out spoilers. So if you haven't read the manga we're talking about, you might want to skip this episode. But if you're brave enough to join us, we promise to make it worth your while. If you're ready to join us on this spicy adventure, grab a cold drink and a cozy blanket and get ready to join me on this wild ride of passion, laughter, and all things yaoi. Welcome to Zeal Fujoshi. So we pick up this chapter with Ayun, our protagonist, working a job that Taiju recommended to him. But that's not all. He is also doing construction work to make ends meet for himself and his brother Ayoung. He knows he has to be strong for his little brother, and he's doing everything in his power to take care of the young kid. A month goes by and we're shown Taiju doing his typical gangster work with his partner, also his cousin, Wonyoung. And then we also meet Taiju's aunt, which is Wonyoung's mom, Heju, who's also in the same business as them. But it seems like she's also part of some development firm aside from the gangster work. But it's not clear in this chapter yet. This is just an assumption. It is clear though that Taiju and Wonyoung are both very close to their aunt. To Taiju's aunt, Heju. While these three are having a conversation, Taiju is informed of a big news and finds out that Ayun paid off a big chunk of his debt for that month. He is clearly impressed by Ayun's hard work and dedication to make things right about the debt. He's also informed that he's doing two jobs. That's why he can pay a bigger chunk of that debt. Taiju, being curious, decided to check up on Ayun on his apartment, only to find out that the young kid, Ayoung, is all alone. Ayun is working two jobs a day to provide for the both of them and also pay off the debt faster. But in return, he has to leave the little kid all alone in the apartment all by himself. When Ayun finally does come home, Taiju confronts him about leaving the young kid alone. But at the same time, he also can't help but admire Ayun's determination to keep himself and his younger brother alive and well, in their very tough situation. And it's kind of ironic because it is Taiju that kind of put them in this situation. I mean, can we also just take a moment to appreciate Ayun's resilience and toughness? He is working so hard to take care of his younger brother, and even though he is exhausted, he is not giving up. And Taiju, well, let's just say that his determination for Ayun is starting to show through. That's it for Chapter 6 of Low Tide in Twilight. I can't wait to see what happens next in this thrilling series. Stay tuned, and as always, thanks for listening. Attention to all yaoi manga lovers out there. Are you a talented individual with a passion for all things Fujoshi? If so, Zealed Fujoshi wants you. We're on the hunt for a team member to join our passionate and hilarious crew. If you have a knack for reviewing yaoi manga, a love for all things spicy and steamy, and a desire to share your opinion with the world, then we want to hear from you. Join our team and help us spread the Fujoshi spirit to all corners of the world. Whether you're a writer, editor, or a social media guru, we want your talent and expertise to take Zealed Fujoshi to the next level. So, if you're ready to embark on this exciting journey with us, reach out to us in the description below and let's make magic happen. Join the Zealed Fujoshi team today. Let's show the world what the Fujoshi spirit is all about. And that's a wrap. Fellow Fujoshis and Fudanshis, we hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Zealed Fujoshi, where we dished out all the hottest and juiciest yaoi manga. Remember to follow me on social media, where I share even more yaoi goodness and behind-the-scenes content. And if you're loving the manga I am reviewing, don't forget to support the author, creator, by purchasing their work and spreading the word to your fellow Fujoshis and Fudanshi friends. Thanks for tuning in, Zealed Fujoshi, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Until then, keep the Fujoshi spirit alive.